Right. Ever feel like you're just kind of stuck in a rut? You know, like that creative spark has just fizzled out. Like that thing that helps you think outside the box at work. Or, hey, even just like figure out what to make for dinner tonight. You know what I mean? Well, today we're going to try and like reignite that flame.
I love that.
We got this blog post from a listener called 10 Tips to Increase Creativity in All Areas of Your Life. And I gotta say, I was a little skeptical at first. Another listicle. Promising to unlock creativity. But hey, we're here to dive in and see what we can learn from it, right?
And that skepticism, that's a great place to start, actually.
Yeah.
The post, it like emphasizes understanding your creative process, but it doesn't really say how to actually do that.
Right.
So before we even like jump into the tips, let's talk about what that even means.
Yeah.
You know, forget those stereotypes about creative types.
Yeah.
We all have like a creative foundation, everyone.
Okay, so this isn't just for like artists and musicians.
No, not at all. It's for everyone. Think about the things you're drawn to. Like that podcast, you can't wait for a new episode to drop, or even just how you organize your spice rack, you know? It could even be how you decorate your home. These all reflect your unique creative fingerprint.
So that's like our starting point. We need to figure out what already gets our creative gears turning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now let's actually get to the tips.
Okay.
The post jumps right into decluttering.
Oh,
You
decluttering.
might be thinking, what does a tidy desk have to do with, you know, a brilliant idea? But think about it. When your physical space is a mess, doesn't it feel like your mind's that way too?
A little bit, yeah.
It's like trying to find, you know, that one specific spice that you need in a totally jumbled drawer. You know, it's in there somewhere.
Oh my gosh, yes, I am the queen of the junk drawer, and that is such a good analogy.
See, but we're talking about both physical and mental clutter here,
Yeah, all
right?
right.
The post talks about keeping a notepad by your bed to write down those middle-of-the-night ideas. It's like clearing a path in your mind for inspiration to strike.
Oh, that's interesting.
But, and this is important, that same idea, it can apply to mental clutter too.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how going for a walk or like even just writing out your to-do list can suddenly make room for new ideas? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like you give your brain permission to breathe, right?
Exactly.
Speaking of breathing room, the next tip is all about patience. And honestly, this one really resonates with me because I think we're so used to instant gratification these days. It can really mess with the whole creative process. But like, how do we actually, practice patience when we're talking about something as abstract as creativity?
Well, the post uses this analogy about creativity being like the ocean, you know, ebbing and flowing.
Okay.
Sometimes you're riding a wave of inspiration, but other times you're stuck in a creative drought. It's like a desert, nothing's going on. But the important thing to understand is that it's totally normal. Don't beat yourself up if the ideas aren't just flowing, you know, freely one day.
So instead of forcing it, we should just like embrace the ebb and flow.
Exactly. And instead of getting frustrated during the down times, you can actually use them strategically.
Oh, how so?
Well, you can revisit old ideas, maybe experiment with some new techniques, or even honestly just step away entirely and let your subconscious do the work.
So we're not just sitting around twiddling our thumbs, waiting for inspiration to strike, but instead we're like actively using those quieter periods to recharge
Yes,
the energy.
exactly. Now,
Okay.
here's where things get kind of interesting. The post then goes on to organization, which honestly may seem counterintuitive. Isn't creativity all about, like, breaking the rules and letting ideas flow freely?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I always pictured like those creative types as having messy studios and like just chaotic workspaces in general.
Yeah, it's a common misconception. The
Yeah.
Post actually argues that organization isn't about stifling creativity, but rather like harnessing it. It's about control.
Okay.
Think of it this way. If you get a million different ideas just bouncing around your head, it can be super overwhelming, right?
Oh, for sure.
But if you start to like organize those thoughts, you know, map them out, create a structure for them. Suddenly, that chaos transforms into something manageable, into a plan.
So instead of being intimidated by like the sheer number of ideas you have, organization helps you break them down into smaller, more actionable steps.
Precisely. It's like having a toolbox full of tools. You need to know what each tool is for, you know, and how to actually use it properly if you're going to build something great.
Okay, that's a great analogy.
Now, another key element of that toolbox. Boundaries.
Okay, boundaries. Now, this one really threw me for a loop. I always thought creativity was about pushing limits, not setting them.
Think of boundaries, though. Less about restriction and more about protection. Like if you're constantly being bombarded with demands and distractions, your creative energy just gets totally zapped. It gets depleted.
Yeah, I can see that.
setting boundaries is about creating the space you need for that energy to, you know, to thrive.
So it's not about limiting your creativity, but actually creating an environment where it can flourish.
Exactly. And the post actually gives some concrete ways to do that. Things like scheduling dedicated time for creative work, or learning to say no to things that you know will just drain you, or prioritizing tasks that align with, like, your actual creative goals.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It's about being really intentional with your time and your energy, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have to say we've covered a lot already, but I am so curious to hear what you have to say about the rest of these tips.
Oh, we've only just scratched the surface. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll delve into some even more practical and, honestly, maybe even surprising strategies for unlocking your creative potential.
Sounds good. Okay, so we're back. And I gotta say, I'm still kind of wrapping my head around this whole boundaries thing. Like, any practical advice on how to actually set those boundaries? Because it sounds great in theory, but, like, you know, real life gets in the way.
Yeah, I get that. Mm. It's one thing to say set boundaries, but it's a whole other thing to actually put them into practice, right?
Yeah.
When you've got a busy life and everything.
For sure.
Well, the post suggests, thinking about it, like training a muscle.
Mm.
You know, you wouldn't just start lifting the heaviest weights right away.
Yeah.
You have to build up to it.
Right.
You got to gradually increase the intensity. So start small.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's just silencing those notifications on your phone for like an hour a day while you're working on a personal project.
Yeah.
Or saying no to that extra commitment that you know is just going to drain you.
So baby steps. I can do that.
Okay.
Now the next tip is about creating a creative space. And I'll admit, this one I'm all for, but then I'm picturing like those Pinterest-worthy studios, which, let's face it, most of us don't have.
Yeah, don't get caught up in like the aesthetics, you know, mm-hmm. the whole like Instagrammable workspace thing.
Right.
The post makes it clear that it's not about having this perfectly curated space.
Right.
It's about having a space that works for you. It could be a corner of your kitchen table or a comfy chair or, heck, even a park bench if that's where you feel most inspired.
Okay, so it's more about the feeling than the actual like physical space.
Exactly. It's about creating an environment where you feel comfortable, you know, letting your mind wander and experiment. And yeah, even make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Surround yourself with things that spark your imagination, like a favorite book or a plant or a mood board. You know, whatever helps you get into that creative headspace.
I love that. It's like creating a little haven for your creativity. Okay, the next tip is all about taking time for yourself. And honestly, I think this is something so many of us struggle with, especially in our always-on culture. Like, we wear busyness like a badge of honor, you know?
Right, we're always like, oh, I'm so busy.
Yes.
But we got to remember that our brains are like any other muscle. They need rest and recovery.
Yeah, they do.
And it's often during those moments of downtime, you know, like taking a walk in nature or a long bath or listening to music, that those light bulb moments hit you. Those aha moments.
Well, it's like when you're relaxed and you're not like actively trying to force creativity, your subconscious mind can finally like work its magic.
Exactly.
So instead of feeling guilty about taking breaks, we should see them as like a crucial part of the whole creative process.
Absolutely. It's about shifting that mindset from time off to time to recharge, you know. Now let's talk about unleashing your imagination.
Okay, this sounds fun. I feel like we often associate imagination with like childhood, almost like it's something we lose as we get older. But how do we tap back into that, you know, that childlike sense of wonder and possibility as adults?
Well, the post suggests a couple of fun little exercises to try. One of them is like, what if thinking?
What if thinking?
Yeah, like ask yourself those crazy out there questions.
Yeah.
What if trees could talk? What if gravity worked in reverse? It's about breaking free from like the constraints of logic and just letting your mind explore the absurd, you know?
I love that. It's like giving yourself permission to be silly again. And honestly, who couldn't use a little more of that?
Right. And also, don't underestimate the power of just observing the world around you, you know?
Yeah.
But with fresh eyes.
Okay.
Notice those patterns in nature.
Yeah.
Or the way the light hits a building. Or even just like the expressions on people's faces.
Yeah.
These seemingly mundane details, they can actually spark some pretty unexpected creative insights.
Yeah. It's like retraining your brain to see the extraordinary in the ordinary. Okay, we're getting close to the end here. The next tip is be open to change. Which again, sounds great on paper, but in practice.
I hear ya. Change can definitely be scary, right? It pushes us out of our comfort zones.
Yeah.
But the post makes the argument that it's that discomfort that actually fuels creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. When we're stuck in the same old routines, our thinking gets kind of stagnant. But when we embrace change, we expose ourselves to new perspectives and new ideas and new ways of seeing the world. And that, in turn, can spark all sorts of new creative pathways.
So it's about actively seeking out new experiences, even if they make us a little uncomfortable.
Exactly. Try a new hobby or travel to a new place or even just have a conversation with someone who has completely different viewpoints from your own. It's about shaking things up and seeing how those new pieces fit into the puzzle of your creative process. Now, this brings us to the final and maybe the most challenging tip. Let go of perfectionism.
Oh, this one hits home for me. And I'm sure for a lot of our listeners, too. It's like that inner critic can be so loud. But how do we actually silence that voice and embrace that messy, imperfect nature of creativity?
The post suggests a simple but powerful shift in perspective. Instead of focusing on the end product, you know, like the finished masterpiece, focus on the process itself. Enjoy the journey of experimenting and discovering and, yeah, even making mistakes. Those mistakes, they're often the seeds of our greatest breakthroughs.
So it's about embracing the journey, not just the destination. But it's easier said than done, right?
It takes practice. One thing you can try is to reframe those mistakes as learning opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ask yourself, okay, what did I learn from this? How can I use this experience to make my next attempt even better? Remember, true creativity, it thrives in an environment of freedom and experimentation, not rigid perfectionism.
Okay, so we're wrapping up our deep dive into these 10 tips for boosting creativity. And I have to say, I am feeling a lot more inspired than when we started. What are your final thoughts?
Well, I think these tips, they're really just a starting point. It's yep. about taking what resonates with you and like experimenting, you yep. know, to see what works best for your own creative process.
Right.
Remember, creativity is a journey, not a destination. And it's a journey that we can all embark on.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of our background or experience or even like perceived talent.
Oh, okay. I love that. So we were just talking about how important it is to let go of perfectionism, right? Mm-hmm. But where do we go from there?
Well, the blog post reminds us that a huge part of creativity is just letting ourselves play. You know, mm-hmm. like when we were kids and we'd spend hours building forts out of blankets or like drawing crazy creatures without even caring if it was good or not. We got to recapture that spirit.
It's like rediscovering that sense of joy and wonder that gets lost sometimes when we become adults.
Right. Exactly. And a great way to do that is to just give yourself permission to be curious. Ask yourself those what if questions and experiment with different materials and techniques. And don't be afraid to, you know, make a mess. There are no mistakes in creativity. Only discoveries.
That's a great point. It's about shifting our mindset from judgment to curiosity. Okay, let's move on to the next tip, which is finding inspiration in unexpected places. I feel like we often get stuck in a rut, going back to the same sources of inspiration. But how can we actively seek out new and different influences?
The blog post suggests trying to broaden our horizons a bit. Step outside of your routine and explore different genres of art, music, literature. Even scientific discoveries, you know, attend a workshop on something you know nothing about, or strike up a conversation with someone from a different cultural background, mm-hmm. or even just take a different route on your walk and pay attention to like the little details you've never noticed before. You just never know where that next spark of inspiration is going to come from.
Yeah. It's like feeding your creative mind with this like rich and diverse diet of experiences.
Yeah.
Okay. This brings us to our final tip. Trust your intuition. And this can be hard, especially for those of us who like tend to overthink things. So how do we learn to actually listen to that inner voice and trust our creative instincts?
It's about building self-awareness. Pay attention to those gut feelings, you know, those flashes of insight that seem to just kind of pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Our intuition, it's often trying to guide us towards something, even if we don't totally get it at the time.
Okay.
So don't ignore those intuitive nudges. No. Explore them, even if they seem a little illogical or unconventional at first. Sometimes the most brilliant ideas are the ones that, you know, defy all logic.
So it's about silencing that inner critic and giving ourselves permission to trust that inner wisdom. Okay, so we've reached the end of our deep dive into these 10 tips for boosting creativity. And I have to say, I'm feeling a renewed sense of like excitement and possibility. What's like the one key takeaway you hope our listeners will walk away with today?
Honestly, I think the biggest takeaway is that creativity, it's not this magical talent that only some people have. It's a skill that we can all develop and nurture with practice and intention. It's about embracing our own unique creative fingerprint, trusting our intuition, and just allowing ourselves to play and experiment and make a glorious mess along the way.
I love that. And to our listeners, remember, creativity is a gift. It's waiting to be unleashed. Go out there and create something amazing. Thanks for joining us on this Creativity Deep Dive.